Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Bon Jovi, Spook Show fans. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach, welcoming you to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, you can show us a little bit of support by going over to GasDigitalNetwork.com and using the promo code Zach, Z-A-C. Get yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available on the network. And if you decide to keep that subscription, you save a few bucks a month, and you get to support the show directly. Another great way to let us know you love us, podcastmerch.com, where we're going to have a whole collection of hats, t-shirts, long sleeves, all sorts of fun stuff for you to wear out the shows. I love seeing the merch out on the road. It means so much to me, and you guys are the absolute best. Speaking of the absolute best, my guest today, two of my fucking favorites. This is going to be a very silly episode. I'm warning you now. I picked something very dumb, and neither of these guys know about it yet. But I'm very excited to have them in, and they're both here for a very specific reason. To my left, from the Panties in the Mouth podcast, Lamarley.
Hello.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, dude. I'm good. I'm pretty fucking righteous right now.
You're like if Mark Henry fucked a Care Bear.
Yeah. Dude, I hope I don't go bald like he did. Dude, that was tragic.
Not a good bear.
You know?
The two most tragic things about Mark Henry they don't talk about is A, the sad bald braids.
Yeah.
And that brief time where he tried to be the Silverback.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
Where even I was like, I'm uncomfortable calling him back.
It's like, Vince, chill, dude. Yeah.
Thank you very much for being here. I appreciate it. To my right, a stalwart of the show, one of my best friends. He has got a show at the Tiny Cupboard.
Yep, December 9th.
December 9th. He's doing a headlining set. It is free. Yeah. Or $5 at the door if you don't buy tickets online. But tinycupboard.com?
Yeah, you can also go to chrisfrombk.eventbrite.com.
Fantastic. The show's going to be Chris, myself, and Shane Smith.
Shane Smith is on it.
Not a bad fucking show on a Thursday night in Brooklyn. And I'm very happy to support my friend. We got Chris from Brooklyn here.
Thank you, Zach. Thanks for having me. Thanks for that very, very nice plug. That was very... I'm looking forward to whatever movie we're about to watch. And also, another forgotten Mark Henry gimmick, when they did the brand split at first, they tried to make him what Vince originally wanted.
Chocolate?
No, after Sexual Chocolate. Okay. He did the all-American bodybuilder gimmick for like very briefly. Like, he'd come out high energy, like babyface.
He was like kind of Big E.
But everybody was kind of just like, nah, dude, we just saw you fuck an old lady like a year ago. Yeah.
Dude, you got a hand child. You got to take care of that baby.
Yeah.
Let's all admit, Kurt Angle got the gimmick they wanted for Mark Henry,
yes,
and they just upgraded.
Yeah, it's true.
The three eyes are legendary, dude. I'm going to say it at my wedding. I need a woman who...
let's get plugs out. Anything else you guys want to plug before we start?
Notes of a Goon, myself and Little Mikey Harrington. You know, he's my stalwart producer on there. He loves being called Mikey, so I think everybody should call him that.
Absolutely.
And I have another podcast. It's called Feud. It's the game show of hilariously bad opinions. And it's just people debating bad opinions. Right now, I have Tim Butterly and Mike Rainey, their episode's up, and also Daryl Charles and David James, two other funny comedians. They're all, check them out. It's on the shit.
Hell yeah, guys, check that out. And you know where to find me. Instagram, Zach is not funny. Backup Twitter, ZA Spook Show. I will be in Toronto the middle of this month for the Dark Comedy Festival. Myself, Louis J. Gomez, Ryan Long, and Mark Norman. Should be a lot of fun. Come on out, and I'll be doing a lot of dates throughout the new year. Thank you guys for supporting the show. You're all the absolute best. Before we go any further, how about a word from our sponsors? Oh! If you're a fan of the show over the age of 21, I want to tell you about Yo Kratom, the home of the $60 kilo. How much?
$60 for what? A whole fucking kilo. That's right. If you're currently a fan of Yo Kratom, you got to be getting it from our favorite sponsor, the boys at Yo Kratom, for just $60 a kilo. If you don't do no Kratom, well, then ignore this ad. But if you're a fan, it's time to stop going to the gas station, to the you-know-whos, and overpaying when you go to YoKratom.com for a $60 kilo. Thank you, boys, for supporting the show. They're one of the biggest Kratom wholesalers, and they created YoKratom.com so that you can buy directly at incredible prices. Last time, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo, so forget about it.
Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I just want to tell you real quick about RockAuto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. It is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So that means no more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all that time, they're still going to hassle you and upcharge you. At RockAuto.com, you can get everything you need for your car, whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, a guy working on his own car, or a moron like me who's going to get bilked. Everybody has access to the great pricing of RockAuto.com. So once more, RockAuto.com, there's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that damn good. But if you get anything, make sure to tell RockAuto.com that you heard about them on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. RockAuto.com. Let's get back into the show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's chewable tablets help men achieve a harder and stronger erection to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. It's an online prescription service, so that means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It comes right to your door in a discreet package. All you gots to do is sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so that's why it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform in the bedroom, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use the promo code MIDNIGHT at checkout. All you pay is $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code MIDNIGHT, to receive your first month free. Thank you to Blue Chew, and have fun making love.
And we're back. Guys, today's movie is not available on any streaming platform. We are watching a version we downloaded off of YouTube.
Oh.
It is unavailable on Amazon. It is not on Netflix. It is not on Tubi, the black Netflix.
Wait, dude, Tubi fucking rocks. Don't...
Case in point.
Dude, Tubi fucking rocks. I can't. I'm about to get a Tubi subscription.
Wait, they have a subscription?
Yeah, they do.
They do remove ads?
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta.
This movie, I recently read an article about it, in that it is essentially, so it's on YouTube, somebody put it up. It is essentially kind of a lost film. It was a straight-to-DVD comedy from 2006, written by one of the partners of the Farrelly brothers, who did Something About Mary, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Did he also do Stuck on You?
I don't know.
Didn't he also do Movie 43? Remember that?
Yes.
What is that?
It's a
bunch of short films that are not funny.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Starring very famous people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a bunch of favors.
Yes.
Yeah.
This movie...
The movie should
stars.
Be 43 favors. All right, good.
Donald Faison from Scrubs.
Ooh, okay.
Love him.
Yeah.
Paul Mooney. Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay.
Meadow Soprano.
Okay.
And Joey Fatone from NSYNC.
Okay.
Whoa.
This movie is called Homie Spamoni.
Oh, that's why we're here.
And it's about a black guy who was raised and thinks he's Italian and works at his father's deli.
Do you want me to go get my spaghetti scepter? You give me 10 minutes, I'll go to my car and get my spaghetti scepter right now, dude.
This movie has no press about it. It has no trivia about it.
This is like worse than did they make this the same year? Do you remember when they made a movie that starred Usher where he played a DJ and he had to guard Chaz Palminteri, who was a mob boss's daughter, throughout the movie?
I would say this is the same genre, which is look at black people, look at Italian people. Aren't they all awful? So, of course, I had one of my favorite Italians, one of my favorite blacks. Thank you. I'm very excited. So, if you want to sync up the movie, you can. It is on YouTube. Just search Homie Spumoni. We just downloaded it right off of YouTube.
Lemaire comes into a room, just an Italian guy goes, look, his head looks like Cavatelli.
Now,
look at that. You just growing noodles up there?
Yeah. Sure. They went through a few titles. I hope Rigatoni was in one of them.
Dude, Rigatoni? No, nah, dude, it was Nigatoni. It was for sure Nigatoni.
That's definitely the name of one of the characters.
Tony Rock. Nigatoni Rock.
Dude. Tony Rock is in this.
Yeah.
Tony Rock is 100% in this movie, that's just so you know. This is going to be a fun one. You can sync it up. We'll do the 10 count. But the best thing to do, go to Gas Digital. Use the promo code Zach. But we always do the movie for free Friday nights at midnight with a pre-stream starting at 11:30.
Just answer me one question, though. Yeah. Do they refer to the main character as Eggplant Parmesan at any point in this movie?
Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun today.
He got the man in cotton, my daughter, and now he's half black.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, not only are we watching a movie, let's count down until we hear the word Moulignan. Ladies in the booth?
Yeah, I'm gonna need a beer so I can drink every time they say Moulignan, yeah. Please.
I don't think it's coming. I think this is trying to be a lighthearted, warm comedy. Ladies in the booth, it's like roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I think that's what we're nailing here. First of all,
use the back door, Roscoe Jenkins.
The Comic Sans titles are not a good start.
No, this fifth grade PowerPoint presentation is going to be awesome.
Battle Phase on, top lining. Fresh off Scrubs. Who's she?
That's Meadow Soprano.
That's a white lady.
Right? Hot off the Sopranos.
Oof. Homie Spumoni.
Also, the title of the movie, same font not as the credits.
Not the same, different, same size.
Yeah, too. It could easily be
could
a
it be another guy,
yeah,
in the movie.
Tony Rock. Oh, shit, dude. Like Moses.
Yeah, the same.
Paul Mooney.
Moses' brother, Mos Def.
I would never fuck a baby like Moses.
I'm so excited about it. I've Moses. Never seen any of this. I read the article.
No, it's Mozeus, motherfucker. I said, I'll put two lightning bolts up your ass.
I read the article about what it was about.
Yeah.
And texted Alex, we're doing it on the show this week. Yeah. Get me Chris and Lemaire.
I did a movie called Homie Spumoni.
And Goldberg. If Lemaire can't make it, get another one. Yeah. But you were my first choice. No, Alex,
I appreciate it.
Alex?
You were.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate. Oh, man. Colin Burton.
This is not going to... Oh, I'm so excited.
Where's it? Ooh, baby noises. This is not like every good parody movie. They put good money in this. This looks like some good production.
This is a real movie. Like, that's not a cheap cast of characters, no, either. Joey Fatone in 2006,
but I don't understand,
is
like,
not a celebrity.
They put a black baby in the water that's double can't swim.
Yeah.
That's what, yeah. Well, we don't, that a wicker basket is surrounded in buoys underground.
Oh, okay. It's just, wicker.
That wicker basket. They're throwing rocks at it like, black baby, get out of here. Get out of here, black baby.
Get out of our pond. Get out of our river. Stay in your own body of water. Yeah. Get back, yeah, to the African Ocean.
Yeah, go back to Brooklyn or Harlem. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, good way to start.
Yeah.
This is fat Italian titties.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, this isn't a lighthearted comedy. They're already talking about ass sex.
That's the opening of the movie. A baby in a basket and ladies talking about ass fucking.
Yeah. Cha-cha-cha.
Quanti figli vuoi avere?
Enzo c'ha troppi pensieri da avere figli.
She is the only one that looks Italian.
Perché l'hai sposato?
Oh. Yeah, the one looks Spanish. No, she could be like Italian or Greek, the other one.
Yeah. The one that, she looks like the bitch from Brave.
I see that.
Enzo, e tra un giorno all'altro aspettiamo i soldi. Ma nel frattempo, Alduccio deve mangiare, no?
This could be the master of disguise.
Yeah, this is a similar... So I want to get, before we start getting too crazy, I don't even have a fact sheet for this movie. There's just nothing I can go off of.
Where did you find it?
I saw an article on Uproxx about it, and then I went into it. So I think the movie, the reason this movie's unavailable is the producer was getting funded by like a billionaire who then later sued him for misappropriation of those funds. And they found out the guy that was paying for this movie was also paying the producer's debts, all his house payments, his car payments, and this guy was money laundering, basically, the budget for this movie to pay for his life.
But wouldn't you? No.
So I think that's the reason this movie isn't released. I mean, it came out.
Yeah.
It played film festivals, but it's like not really available. And I think it's because it was part of this big lawsuit, and it was kind of a scam.
Jesus.
So it's a black baby.
Oh, man, it's like she wished on a monkey's paw. Yeah.
You cooked it too long.
Oh, my God, this baby is too black. She speaks ills of her husband's nutsack. That's fucking... She should be stoned.
She's calling them whore. She's just been taking it right up the ass.
Well, that's why they can't have a baby.
That's probably why.
She said his balls are empty, dude. She talked bad on his nuts. She has to be... No. That's not right. They should be throwing the stones. What kind of wife speaks evil on your husband's nutsacks, dude?
It's true.
The fucking filthy Italian bitch.
She should be stoned, dude.
I once had a girl tell all her friends that she broke up with me because my penis was too small for physical sex.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Shout out, Candace.
Yeah, that bitch should be stoned. She should be mutilated. Can we get her FGM'd?
That's one of the... the illustrious three black girlfriends I've had.
Yeah?
Yep.
Oh, damn, dude.
I saw her recently with her new boyfriend. Yeah. I haven't seen her in like 10 years. She was a tiny, hot little black chick. I saw her recently. She looked like the Ain't Nobody Got Time for That lady.
Jesus.
Life was not kind to her.
Yeah.
It made me feel good. And I know I'm like... 100 pounds heavier than when we dated, but you know what? Nah, I can lose it. You can't turn back that clock, baby.
Dude, this
guy's got to be a tough sell. I feel like they cut out a few scenes there.
That's why they moved to America. It's like, why would they accept this? This is not acceptable here. This song is made by Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
That's exactly what I was about to say. This sounds like South Park.
He just tried to rub the black off of the baby.
Yes.
That's me. He's like, how do we figure this out?
You turn the hand around. Look, it's coming off. It's coming off. It's a Blazing Saddles joke.
You know what I saw the other day? I saw a black guy with a white baby.
Hold on, wait a second. My mother said I didn't even eat baby food. See that spoon? This is the black guy talking?
Yeah. Spaghetti bender. Well, he was born Italian. Now I work at my pop's deli. My best friend, Buddy, he gives me a ride in exchange for my best sandwich. Joey Fatone. Which I named after
him. Don't mind the horn. Buddy's all about his wheels.
Zach, when are you going to get in your bowler shirt face? Do you always have to drive a car? Dude, you fucking crush some bowling shirts, dude.
No. I went through that. I look like the guy from Smash Mouth.
Yeah. It's gonna take some time. You crooning?
It's cooning. Sorry, Mayor, if you're gonna slip out.
Dude, it's a joke. He's a crooner.
So why don't you go on that American
Idol? There's going to be a lot of NAER jokes today.
Yeah. Do you think this is where Dave Chappelle got the idea for Clayton Bigsby? He was like, how do we go a little more racist?
Is that, what's the timeline on that? Because this is 2006.
This is before. This is after.
Yeah, it's after.
It's after. I would say Chappelle's show was high school for me.
This is when Joey Fatone was trying to find himself. Remember he did the game? Didn't he do the game show?
Yeah. Done a few. I was looking for, so when we do the stream, I was trying to find like obscure Joey Fatone shit.
Yeah.
It is a sad YouTube search.
Well, it's like, yeah.
Because when they can't do full NSYNC reunions because Justin Timberlake's too famous.
Yeah.
So they'll do like
JC Lance.
Two guys from NSYNC and two Backstreet Boys, and they have to do each other's songs. And they play like cruises. It is a sad state of affairs. I mean, I'm sure they do great. I'm sure they make a lot of money and they get pussy.
And Sac Street Boys?
Yeah.
Dude, Joey Fatone's he's a made man. He got one lady. He brings his, he fucks his lady on the sea.
Very good. All right. So, first, you're going to need some of this.
You want to need some of this? You want to get gold?
You are definitely going to need some of the good stuff. You bulbs of garlic. And boom, you're set. This is what I want you to do.
It's funny because his parents are like zips, but he just acts like a fucking New York Italian.
Yes.
Yeah.
They did not put a lot of thought into this movie, Chris.
Fair enough.
But yes, his...
Yeah, he's proud, all right.
That looks like the lady from SNL. The white lady.
I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, Donald Faison has the same skin complexion as the mom.
This is
who Yeah.
Thanks, Renato.
Yeah.
Take care.
Wait, what's his name?
It's Renato.
Off my pals.
Mm. Mm.
Hey. Guys, I gotta tell you something. Got a date with all my gals.
Mm. Get it, Renato.
Hey, you guys don't worry. I didn't forget about you.
I hate that we're interested in this movie.
He knows he's not black because he's being nice to animals.
Or Italian.
Hey,
there's nothing better, you know. They love the Renato show.
What? What thought when it's like... so many levels had to happen for this. Like, he read this script.
So
and when
we
talked about vehicle.
We've talked about this before.
Or they say
when it comes to these movies, it's like, how do you not know you're making a bad movie when you're doing this?
Yeah,
I've been on movie sets where I'm like, this is bad, and I was right. Like I knew I was in a bad movie.
Can I ask you?
That's what I'm
one?
Saying. Is like, so does what? He know he's in a bad movie and still committing to this act out?
I think he is.
Yeah, that's a fucking actor, dude.
Dude, that is
that's fucking talent.
Professional.
He's a. They gave all right,
now
bag.
Now use fight. I did an Italian horror movie called The Alcoholist. That's unwatchable.
Yeah,
it's the script was written in Italian and then translated badly into English, and the director didn't speak English.
Yeah.
And insisted it be read verbatim.
Yeah,
and then they cast.
You're like, I see you know, lady with it.
The financier's daughter as the second female lead who did not speak English.
Yeah, badass.
So they just had her speak Italian in the movie and dubbed her, even though no one else is dubbed.
I'm yeah. yeah.
It's very bad.
Yeah. When are they going to do that on this?
Can we admit that they tried to give him an Italian guy lineup, but they could have just made him grow his hair out a little bit longer?
Yes.
Who's that white lady? She's somebody.
That's
Meadow Soprano.
Damn, Jamie Lynn Sigler.
Okay, she's but always been somebody. I'm fucking out of here. She's.
Dare I ask what that means?
He says, "I munch your vangiole."
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not like the brothers. I munch the vangiole.
My mother, she says Italians are like diamonds. We come in all different shades.
Okay.
Anyways, back to business. What kind of doggy are you looking for?
I want personality.
Hey, you know what? Major here, he'd be a loyal soldier. He would dive on a grenade for you. Oh. Yeah, except, you know, shepherds, they're really protective. You might chew up your husband.
I'm not married.
Ooh.
I mean, it is stunt casting. To go, we need an Italian love interest.
Yeah, except when
and just go Meadow Soprano, done.
That's true. If we can get Meadow Soprano, that would work.
But she is like, she looks a lot older.
So when does he get called a charcoal briquette in this?
I have a boyfriend. And before you slide into the next subtle question. No, I don't live alone. I live with my
When does he meet the hood?
Oh, that's crazy.
When does the hood get involved?
That's what I have to assume. He's going to meet his real parents.
Yeah, somebody's like, this motherfucker ain't my kid. Whose bitch-ass baby is this? Pussy-ass baby.
No, not really. You know, I work at my dad's deli. Yeah, and I just feed them the scraps.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, Enzo's Deli, right there on Main Street. That's in Little Italy. All right, you come by sometime, lunch will be on me.
Thanks.
God, what a horrible place where Maybe Little Italy's on Main Street. What hell on earth landscape is that? Mom, you're the exact same age as when I was a baby. That's crazy.
Italian women, like, dude. There's like 40, 30.
Yeah, they just put her in a. 50. They just stopped showing her tits, and that means she's older.
Andy can play hockey.
Yeah, they go. What do? What's another way to show he doesn't know he's black? Hockey.
Yeah.
Everything go to the store today. The freezer guy, you come?
I bet the guy in the middle is a part of the mob.
But I don't know, Pop. He had that faraway Pollock.
I think.
Shouldn't this have been what Creed? No, how Creed started? Working, really?
Bravo, we're doing it. The guy fighting Pablo, he's a what?
Hey, Michael B. Jordan.
That ain't Italian, Pop. Silverman's his old man's name. His mother's Italian. If the mother's Italian, then the kid's Italian. Made in
That's Jewish Italy. Rules.
Matt Silverhammer Silverman will be taking on the champion. Billy.
It's weird how, like, they cast, like, Jewish people as Italians, like, all the time, too.
That's a great bit they did at the Florentine roast.
Yeah.
Who the fuck did it? I can't, it was the low-class Jew tour.
Yeah.
He was talking about Voss and Bob Levy.
Yeah.
And it was, if you're such a low-class Jew, people assume you're Italian.
A couple of years ago, it was black. And 2 years before that, it was Negro. Come on, these people don't know what they want.
Damn, dude.
Where'd I find
this guy's a revolutionary.
He's, yeah, he's saying a lot.
He's a revolutionary,
he's
dude.
He's these peopling blacks.
He's the first fucking black con. This is Candace Owens' granddad, dude. He's fucking, he's revolutionary. He's an icon. Donald Faison as Renato Polina.
He's an Uncle Tony.
Okay, when are you going to tell this kid the truth, huh?
Nico, please.
Did you say nigga, please?
I think he said Nico, please. But still, that's what I thought.
He didn't want to say that. You don't think the boy knows how to speak Italian, you idiot? That's racist. That's fucking racist. He grew up around the fucking...
There's a lot of more to go. There we go.
Hey, those ladies got some nice prosciutto, if you know what I mean.
Is she Italian also?
she? Yes.
Allie, how you doing? I didn't recognize you without your nurse's outfit.
No, I do have other clothes. Wow. I'm Nipsu. That means third wheel in Japanese.
Her name is Nip.
How you doing?
Elena.
Oh, shit. She's clearly like Filipino or something.
I am so sorry, Miss Rossi.
Like, she's too dark to be Japanese. Salad. Japanese women are like ghosts. They're fucking pillared and shit.
Her name?
Yeah, she's one of the
is Nip.
She's pretty hot, too.
Yeah, it's one hot nip.
Why don't you ladies have a seat over there and I will whip you up something magnificent?
Probably got some hot nips.
I just zipped one hot nip.
Minga.
Did you have to wear hot pants? Don't you think you're being a bit obvious?
She's speaking like a prostitute in Full Metal Jacket.
That's hilarious. That's true, too. It's funny that they clearly are friends because they went to the same nose surgeon.
Oh, you know what? That's why fucking Meadow looks different. She has a touch of Michael Jackson nose.
Mm, a touch. The mortadella is on the highs.
No self-respecting Italian would serve a sandwich with a toothpick in it. You gotta smash it down good. Mm-hmm.
What you gotta do is you gotta rip the guts out of the bread. You make more room.
You break the spine.
You rip the guts out. You serve that on the side.
Yeah. Put it in a thing, beat a whoop.
I'm Jewish.
Oh,
Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. The ham, I mean.
I like it.
I'm glad you like it, Nipsu. Listen, don't worry about it. I'll be right back, Signorina.
I hate to be a pain, but can you not use the same bread? The ham already touched it.
Don't even give it a second thought. The meat will go to our pals at the pound, and the bread will feed the hungry birds, all right?
Okay.
I'm a nice guy, huh?
All right.
I don't like the blacks, but I'm a nice guy.
Tonight, but now you got me on some blind date with some skank. She's not a skank.
First of all, if you're going to go on a blind date, it should be with a skank.
Yeah, what do you want to go on?
You want to go on a blind date with some fucking girl? Like, it's not fucking?
Yeah, that's the whole point of a double blind date. Hey, will you fuck this chick's friend so I can fuck her?
Yeah, the whole point of a double blind date is a girl being like, I'll go out with you, but you have to get my ugly friend.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. She dresses hot.
She knows how to go. This looks like the show Blind Date, you know, like that. It's boop, 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 and that guy comes up. It's like Joey Fatone actually did this movie for a pound of cocaine.
Have you ever been in a bar where a chick tried to honeypot you at like 2 in the morning and be like, hey, talk you up for a minute and be like, oh, like, are you single? Like, how about my friend? Have you ever been in a bar like that?
No.
Dude. And you just got to be like, now I got to be mean to your fat friend. Like,
no, because I'm already talking to the fat friend, Chris.
I really wish we hung out more when we were in our early 20s.
Oh, yeah.
Probably would have made my life a lot easier.
Yeah.
Then again, though, I fucked a lot of those fat friends.
Hey, listen.
Is he now? Where? Oh,
God, imagine where you could just talk about fucking girls at closing time. But if that's not a recipe
for a drug deal, dude, this is an Italian.
Wait, are you not allowed to talk about that anymore?
I think it's discouraged. You're not supposed to fuck drunk chicks.
What if you're I mean, drunk? I'm, what? Is that true?
You guys hear him? He called him a stovepipe. I've never heard that before. That's fucking new. Andy.
Hold on. I want to hear if he...
Hey, Renato, why don't we call Uncle Nicky and tell him to come down to the police station, all right?
Who Uncle Nicky is it?
Sergeant Nicky Paulina, all right? His wife is my Aunt Rose. She made those pastries. So why don't you quit with the insults, you whiskey-faced potato curl?
I'll be checking with Sergeant Pauline. In the meantime, keep your guinea gondola off the grass. Ooh. In my neck of the woods. Got me?
How is there still that Irish of a guy in 2006?
Guinea gondola.
That's a very funny name for that car.
I like that he was so Irish, he was still racist against Italians.
Give me. He came in, he was like, look at this, a Dago on the stovepipe. Isn't that a recipe for a drug deal? That's how he showed up. He was hype as hell. That was the first time someone called him black his whole life. Was that Italian or Irish cop?
Yeah, he clearly went through high school in this Italian suburb.
And everybody's like, yo, don't tell him. But they clearly kept talking about race relations around him, too.
They just kept him away from a basketball the entire 20 years he's been alive. They're like, no, that's for the blacks. Here, try to stick.
Yeah. How about you learn to ice skate? That's 2006 outside wear.
You know, I'm of the age where that I see that and I'm like, you know what? That's what hot chicks dress like.
I do. Yeah, I was in high school and girls were trying to dress like that. So yeah, yeah. This is fucking. What a fucking dead time for fashion. I'm glad Kanye West changed fashion for everybody.
It was a lot of Old Navy commercials on back then, guys.
I think now about how many girls had like. The whale tail
movies post COVID.
What is that?
The thong coming like Lita.
Oh,
like the thong,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how like classless that would be now.
It was classless then. That's
but
what people
still,
liked.
That was
it.
Like a look.
Yeah, people were doing it.
Paris Hilton was doing it, right?
Yeah, the thong out.
Dude, Lita's fucking bad.
I was revisiting old Lita.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather fuck Lita over Trish Stratus in their heydays.
Yeah. Lita was
Lita was bad, man.
And she was loyal at a time.
No, I like Lita better. She's an animal. Lita with Edge is one of the hottest chicks in the world.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I thought this was the devil, but somebody told me it meant I love you.
Yeah.
So I've been throwing a bunch of, like, rock and I love you.
This is the devil.
Yeah,
this is I love you.
Oh, no, man. This is pretty fucking badass.
Yeah. No, Jimmy Snuka used to do it, too. That's the I Love You. Do you believe
love? I love you. I'm sorry I murdered that girl. Yeah.
I loved her, too. The rocks were slippery and she wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Fucking right on time deaths right there, dude. That was like fucking perfect dying time.
That's insane that his daughter still works there.
Yeah.
Tamina Snuka, of all the people they've released, no one has ever made less of an impact on that roster.
For somebody that fat.
Yeah.
Like every Hell time she gets a shot, too, it's like she messes it up a little bit. She got the yips. I don't usually do
this. Me neither.
You should have just done the Joe Pesci in Casino.
In Casino, he goes like this.
Oh, yeah, it's Goodfellas where he put...
Wait, he's cutting a hole in this popcorn.
You're supposed to leave the popcorn in. That's
a modest size hole.
He's doing it so that people don't notice.
Did you hear that? The butter. She's going to stick her head in. Classic bit. Switch down.
All right. Now just reach in there like you grabbed me some popcorn.
You know? Why don't you cut a hole in the side also?
Is it, yeah, that's how everybody...
Butter makes it sweet free.
Sweet free.
Yes. He takes out a popcorn, but it's like three times bigger.
Can we modify this? You gotta like cut a hole in the side, right? So she can like, you know, change
it. Yeah, but then people would be like...
He's like, I cut
Why
a hole
is she
in this.
Reaching in the side of that popcorn.
I'd cut a hole in this, but it's a pack of now and laters.
But everybody knows already if you got a popcorn in your lap. Like, this guy's getting hot HGs.
Oh, because her parents can't know that she's dating a black Italian?
Yeah.
Black Italian.
Oh, sorry, I'm on my show.
You think when they were filming this, he was just kind of like, oh, I know where we can get a room.
Yeah. He was like, Zach okay. Braff?
I have to say, that's a really funny bit.
Yeah.
Them spilling all the tools into an open corpse is hilarious.
While he's mooning the window?
Yeah.
It's actually not bad.
This place is haunted by black ghosts.
It's kind of, what's kind of funny about this is, like, watching it, it's like all of his outfits could be black guy outfits or Italian guy outfits, and it just shows how, like, that Venn diagram's a circle, really.
Oh, absolutely. Dude, black and Italian? Okay. Tracksuits,
rope
undershirts,
chains.
Gold chain.
Yeah. Singing with your boys.
Particularly rope chains.
Yeah. Rope chain. Cross. Live in your mother's basement. Loves Jesus. Drives a Cadillac.
Haircuts.
Hanging out on cars.
Haircut. Love a haircut every week.
Yeah. Poker.
Dates a white girl.
Casinos. Gambling.
Loves
pork.
Bob movies.
Yeah. White women with a lot of underarm hair.
Eating dinner from a deli every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yelling at the fucking Arabs.
Talking with your hands, grabbing your dick a lot while you talk.
I mean, that's Eddie Murphy. She gets me
to sing a duet. I got your brajou over here.
Saying the N-word.
Saying all the other slurs.
Complaining about the Chinese guy who runs a store in your neighborhood.
Eating noodles because you have to.
I don't know about singing in public. I feel stupid.
Do you think Frank Sinatra felt stupid? And he always got the girl.
That looks like a different girl.
Wait, what is he singing for?
Oh, it's like an American Idol type thing, I think.
She's trying to get him a record deal.
I'm not freak out about you, dating.
Oh, dude, fucking, what's his name? Ryan the
Seacrest?
Ryan Seacrest going to show up?
I don't know.
I'd pop for a Seacrest.
Well, they do like a bootleg one that just takes place in Westchester where you win like $5,000 or something. And I only know about that because they were filming it one time when I was at Empire Raceway.
Yeah.
With some black guys because we were filming this movie.
Yeah. This movie?
Yeah.
Chris was a consultant on this.
Yeah.
You got him the Dr. Orshel Driller sponsorship?
Yeah.
Panties in Your Mouth podcast.
You want me to sing? I'll sing.
He's rocking. He's wearing, oh, he's Creed, dude.
Yeah. Dude, he's wearing fight shorts to sleep in.
That's hilarious.
He's in great shape.
Doing those things that you do.
They're like,
he got jacked for this.
Yeah, he definitely, yeah.
Like, what's the equivalent of black people sleeping in basketball shorts?
Yeah,
Italian. Sleeping in boxing gear. Italians love boxing. Mm-hmm. She's still there, dude.
You don't fart into the fridge, though.
When you're feeling so fine and your farts smell like wine, that's amore.
Oh, no, who died?
Pa.
Hello, I am your father.
No, Drew. Talk to your mother.
I've never seen Paul Mooney smile. It's kind of weird.
My baby.
Leroy. Wait, who's Leroy?
Oh, boy.
Che fanno sti neri in casa nostra?
Niente. Hey, lady, do me a favor. Could you back up a little bit? Because you're starting to freak me out here.
But we are your real parents.
My parents? Ha!
It's the truth.
Come down here, son.
Please, don't call me that, all right? I used to call you my little mocha frog. Because you had webbing between the toes of your right foot. Nah. There's no webbing. About. This is all a mistake. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. Pop, tell her it's a mistake.
Hey, Jamil. I had the webbing removed when you were a kid.
Do you guys think Joe Biden's doing a good job?
It's okay. It's okay.
I lost my baby in a river in Italy once.
You were 3 feet into the water, and me and your father couldn't save you.
We didn't know the Staten Island River went all the way to Italy.
We grabbed one of those pool noodles, but it just turned soft and started sinking.
In a basket, floating down the river.
Son, I can't fix your light up either. I just want to, you know, apologize, and I love you. And that day, it was just too much. I mean, your mother, she can't swim. She can't even drink water. And the man, couldn't swim. And you got away from me.
You know what, George? Why don't you let me tell a story? I know the story. I can tell. Do you mind?
Let me tell you. I'm sorry. I just knew if you got a few years older, I was going to try and fuck you. So we sent you down the river.
Into the contest to name a chicken sandwich. It's some Italian thing. I don't know. He won us a trip to Italy. We went, we saw everything. We saw the Leaning Tower of Pisa. We saw Sistine Chapel.
Wait, he was a baby. They took a he was. Oh, okay. He got a brother.
He decided we were going to go on a gondola.
His brother's
ride.
Tony Rock.
Do you remember that? The gondola ride? I said
you
to
ain't
him,
let me forget.
The gondola.
George. I do not want to.
How did they get all these people to like be in a movie and be like, we're going to call it the gondola Holy Spumoni?
I have a millions, basket dude. With you in it.
What's the budget
your
of this
brother,
thing?
Dana, and
what's
your
there's no information. This movie is fucking this gondola, a ghost, dude.
I'm going to find wine. It. So we're going I'm about to hack in, dude. He's
partying. You're going to find out?
I'm going to hack in.
Get down.
I'm just going to go to Google.
And he decides to stand up and wave like the queen to people on either side. Yeah, hey, how you doing? Loud, ugly American.
Trying to duck the gobis.
And he picked that thing up. He starts squeezing that wine. You're rocking the boat. I said, George, sit down. You're rocking the boat. Ah, damn it. And boom.
How did two of the funniest people in history make this movie start to suck?
He says, no.
Yeah, this has been great until this.
I said, get the kids. He doesn't do that. He's arguing with me as I'm going up and down in the water. I say, save them. The next thing you know,
they let them improv this.
He had me by my hair.
And it's just boring.
And they just did, they forgot they had to do it, and they woke up and they were like, fuck.
Yeah.
They showed up late.
If I say gondola, they'll be like, oh, that's some black shit.
Yeah.
Everywhere we did.
Paul's looking like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
Well, that's it.
Please,
and then,
shut
of course,
the fuck
I
up.
Saw your picture on the magazine.
Sure, I get away from these white people.
And it's not like
I can
forget this.
I just need my check.
This is him. When he was young.
After we do this, we ain't got to show up no more, bitch. Shut the fuck up.
And I called. I called over there. I said, I think this is my son.
I want to pretend I'm this boy's real daddy. Get away from him.
I said, well, come on up here. So that's how we got here. And it's you.
Issue. Yes, son. You want you just to come visit us for a while. You got a brother who would love to meet you.
Oh, guys. I don't know. I got a job that I'm, I'm working really hard at, and
there's no script for this part.
That, you know,
they just said, "Go ahead. You guys are all funny."
You guess you said the guy was embezzling money
for a couple of days, just for a couple of days. I mean, you don't have to stay. Just.
Also, great way to know a movie's a low-budget movie is when it's very obviously in a hotel room.
Yeah.
Because they just went and put these people in a hotel room with a small camera crew.
Yeah. They
brought you all. Dude, this movie is post-COVID, like, safe. Look at all that. 6 feet. They could be wearing masks. Small groups. So, come on, man.
I love the idea that they're probably never going to show Joey Fatone not in this car. Now I got to tell
I'm a Mulan. You know, Joey Fatone's trying to get that.
We
car.
Became best friends because he reached over and opened the lock for me, and I never got out since.
This part shot like Transformers. Joey Fatone.
This is actually actually a pretty funny idea, though.
I mean, it's hilarious that they're parked on the beach.
Yeah. Yeah, whole life had one. Have they showed him outside the car yet? No.
No,
I don't think he's left the car.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
I wonder if this is when he was very fat.
I don't know why you. Mm-hmm. I think they just thought. I just think they thought it was a funny idea when they were writing this, and somebody. So when me and Paperface were writing this, we thought this was a hilarious idea.
Are they going to make him a black Jewish Italian? Or is that kid going to be a black Jewish Italian?
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Oh, if it turns out they're black Jews, so he can marry what's her face?
Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg's totally Jewish.
Goldberg, of course.
Oh, shit. I think I'd have to boil it. Oh, shit. One of those. Hmm? Paul Mooney, totally Jewish. Totally. Well,
he is circumcised, isn't he, Allie?
I read the Torah every day.
How would she know?
I was the moil at Rich Roger. Only my daughter
would give up the chance to be with I did the circumcision on Richard's son. And then I checked up on it every few years.
Have either of you watched the South Park post-COVID special yet?
No, I haven't had a chance.
It's so fucking funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jewish Cartman might be my favorite.
I saw the picture, and I really got to watch it, but it's on Paramount Plus, and go fuck yourself.
Dude, you can watch the Mike Harley on Paramount Plus. Come on, dude.
I'm just going to steal it.
Dude, Cartman has a son named Moisha, who's just little Jewish Cartman, and it might be my favorite South Park character ever.
Do you think they stay like this for the rest of the...
I really hope they do.
Yeah, they just...
And then they'll figure out, go back in time and retcon it all and go back to when they're young.
Yeah. I was born in Baltimore. Me and my roommate, we were watching basketball last night, and I kept saying, like, these guys are worth $1 billion now. Like, these guys are worth $1 billion. Look at this.
True. I mean, at that point, they were worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were moving then. Yeah. You should watch Cannibal the Musical, their college movie.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
Yeah.
It's the Alfred Packer story, the Donner Party.
Yeah.
It's really, really funny. It's a musical.
It is good, but you know what kind of annoyed me about that when they finally released that? Is like, I always just thought they just made that one cartoon and fucking got South Park off of it, and it kind of ruined that mystique for me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Wait, we missed something.
He told her he's black.
They want me to come visit.
She's crying because she found out he's black.
I think that's a good idea. I think it's a real good idea.
Dude, how can you still like a person who found out you were adopted and a different race and then walked away crying?
Give me a shot of Henny.
Is he trying to make his lips smaller?
Yeah.
How you doing? I'm fine.
What is going on in reality?
Dude, this is the opposite of that movie, The Watermelon Man, that I told you about.
Oh, my lord.
I want to go to this movie's extended universe where Joey Fatone is like Vin Diesel. Just like basically just fucking flying cars. It's all about family.
starting to make sense.
If you tried to push it in, it would have been funnier, though.
Oh, wow, that would have been really funny.
Like, just the same way you did with the lips? Like, you're just like...
No. Get out of here.
They're blacking up. It's blacking up. I'm into this now.
Yeah, this is beat.
This kind of rocks, though.
Now, yeah, now we're making the move.
This is about to be my theme song.
It's also a Cadillac, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
What city are they driving to?
Atlanta.
Really?
How you feeling?
Clearly.
Hungry, son? Oh! Oh! What's the matter? Don't you want to eat? What's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing. That's a green screen?
They're just apples.
Dude, that beach was a green screen. I was going to make the joke, but it was totally a green screen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude. This movie's ahead
Paul
of
Paul Mooney in full African garb holding shrunken heads is going to be burned in my brain. How in God's name did they talk it? Did they talk him into doing that?
He certainly didn't need the money.
Yes, he did. I'm Paul Mooney. Richard Pryor, and he has MS. He's about to die. I need a lot of money right now. Please take care of me.
Dana, this is your dead brother, Leroy.
What's up, nigga?
Hey, ain't no niggas in this house. They might be next door, but they're not in this house. We're family.
I remember my parents tried to do that shit
to
me.
That was the first real Paul Mooney thing that he said, by the way. Go ahead, LeBaire. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, dude. My parents tried to do that to me when I was a kid. They're like, don't say nigga in here. And I was like, y'all say it all the time.
How you doing?
How am I supposed to learn how to say it if I'm not saying it?
After 22 right. years.
Good defense. No, that's a good defense.
Yeah.
I wish I had a parent teach me how to say it. I had to learn on my own.
They did.
In school.
Well, they did. They did.
No, they did not. No.
Different pronunciation.
I've never heard either of my parents ever say that word.
No, dude.
You have five uncles.
Where's your family no. from?
Secaucus, New Jersey. I've never heard one of my uncles say it.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Listen, chances are.
Yeah.
But they have never said it in front of me.
There's like a generation of white people who have grown up never saying it, which is fucking weird. My friend's ex-girlfriend, my friend's ex-girlfriend came over, we watched the Clayton Bisbee sketch, and she did not like it. We were like, what? Like, how do you not like this? This is literally the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is it because the guy from Frontline says it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what made it funny. Yeah. It's the guy from Frontline saying the N-word.
It's the funniest end of a... Because she...
Yeah.
Because it's so funny.
A nigger lover.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Whoopi Sipe. She's about to make him some chicken.
That guy's still the narrator of Frontline 20 years later.
Dana. Oh. Take that off at the table.
That boy's too much.
You want to get high, friend?
Do you like your catfish?
It's different.
Different than what? Dogfish?
Hey, look. You know, I was
dogfish
born
is an IPA, dickhead.
Catfish.
That'd be me, the little brother. The little brother.
One just swallowed a woman whole. And when they cut the catfish open, there she was, dead like this. Dead as dinner. Hold on that purse like this. Just. He got her. Yeah. He went on to that money.
Okay, so we're going to do this for our Patreon panties. We're going to. We're going to listen to old O&A clips, but we're going to insert it like we're there.
I like that.
It's going to be so funny.
If you need some real rough ones,
yeah,
let me know.
Please, dude, yes. Please send all the O&A clips. Yeah. Please, would you like to do some, dude? It'd be fucking badass.
I would love to, yeah.
It's so funny. Yeah.
Going to a restaurant? No, a deli. And I don't own it. My father does.
His hairline looks very odd here in the lighting.
Yes.
Like it's sprayed on.
Yeah.
Could be. He is bald.
He is bald. He was
See?
Bald.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird?
That's what I'm talking about. Hey,
like it's too thick in the front.
I don't want to hear that shit.
George.
I don't want to hear that.
Thank you. Leroy, is there a special young lady in
Did they have to pick Leroy?
That's what I'm talking about. Big old Italian booty, man. I'll be all over that, boy.
Dana. Why would you tell a lie like that at the table? Look at what happened when Mrs. Johnson showed you hers. You ran.
Miss Johnson booty looked like a bag of nickels.
And you ran away. See, crying like a baby.
She's happened? Making fun of him for being abused. This family is black as hell.
Actually, I do have a girlfriend. Yeah, but she's not Italian.
She's vanilla, though, isn't she?
Kinda. She's Jewish.
Brother got a Jewish girl, Pop. He's Sammy Davis Jr. over here.
He's proud. My boy wrote the Jew.
Yeah, every 20-year-old blackhead just has a Dolomite poster on the wall.
Of course, Rudy Ray Moore.
A not hung up Dolomite poster leaning against the wall.
Not really.
What's wrong?
Well, I do. Just because I'm not familiar.
And they're doing some. What's up?
I wonder if, like, at this time, at this era of music, if black people, like, felt like this was
a voice from the hood.
Making, like, when I see, like, rock posters on the wall in a sitcom, and I'm like, there's no way this person listens to Crazy Town and Motorhead. They just looked up bands and put them on the wall.
Fair enough.
That's Lil Jon and the East Side Boys. This is about right. It's about right. You saw that? You saw. Do the stamp, the fucking the crank that era. This is pretty right.
I didn't say I was done there, String Bean.
Damn, Zach didn't know you were in this movie too, dude. Every nook and cranny. Got him. Fucking roasted. That won't be necessary.
Hey, I just learned. What an unnecessary thing.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be this way. They're trying to humanize her.
You mean this?
That guy was supposed to be Rob Schneider.
I'm a nurse. You know what's interesting, doctor? These stainless steel bedpans heat up like a porcelain teacup.
Stop it. Stop it. That's not why I came in here. I wanted to make a deal. If you'll just sing with me in the talent show.
You're back in the OR?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
she got demoted for not fucking... Oh, man, what a weird way to... have a euphemism for sex.
This could
easily, see, look!
This could be an Adam Sandler movie.
My theory was correct, that they had clearly kept him away from basketball his whole life.
What's that orange thing you got?
What is that? What, do you peel that and put that in your San Pellegrino?
I'm going to say, if your court has chains instead of ropes, it like your court, it's not going to be on
it's
that.
It's also, yeah, their court is just in a mall parking lot.
You don't make a court really out of ropes. You don't even put like nets in there. You put the cardboard. You put the fucking crate, and then you hoop. This must be their job. This is where they work. Stay in front of him. Got him.
Okay, this.
There you go. You got two hands.
You can tell this is like him. Like
this is really.
This is him trying to play bad.
Also, of all the whites, Italians are pretty good at basketball.
Yeah.
He would have been passable.
Yeah. He would be like Jay. Like, he's just aggressive.
Yeah.
It's a real call. Don't worry about it. I'm
going to
call it on your ass, too.
Just
play ball.
This is a pussy game,
Dana.
Okay.
Look at him.
Very gross.
You got to go to the basket. That's your day, baby. You got to pass that shit now, baby.
This is wildly unfunny.
Do him. I got you.
Yo! What
he knows how to play, dude.
What? You charged me!
Hey, well, you was in the way, so that's
what happened. Hey, get your monkey ass off the court, man. I think you have... Hey, will somebody please remove this nigga off the court?
He's about to call him a movie. Damn, dude, keep gets pissed.
You are your cookie mother. Hey, yo, Gator, hold up. Get his ass out of here, right, man.
It's all good. Relax.
This guy has got a big mouth.
What? Relax. Oh, hold up.
Oh, boy. Go one or two ways.
Guillotine.
Basketball in my neighborhood.
We're not in your neighborhood. You turned the game of basketball into a hockey brawl. Is that how you make friends?
All right, fine. I won't play basketball anymore.
It's not just that. It's the way you walk, talk, act. You know what you
That's
are,
how awful Italians are. They drove two black men to people, fight but during a basketball game of pickup basketball.
Never
Can
happened.
You imagine
what are you trying to do, huh? You see this?
The white man.
You see this over here? I was raised Italian, all right? This is who I am. This is me.
Hold this could be a fake Hold movie. Eyes.
What?
In an Adam Sandler movie, and I would believe
it. Yeah. He's homie. He's put money.
Open him.
Yeah, I'd be so pissed if he ripped my mirror. Like, yo, bro, we gotta fight.
All right, I can see how someone might mistake me for a black. Mistake.
The worst Adam Sandler.
Did he say for a black?
Yes.
Good.
And it'll come back in a second. Somebody just turned on the TV in the other room.
Oh, what happened?
Ooh, he's never not in that car.
He's in his own driveway.
He's always getting pussy in that car. That's his pussy mobile, dude.
Hey, Adam, brakes. Brakes are good. Good.
Oh, I love that. What a good bit.
Yeah. It is.
Thank God we've gotten back to this part of the movie that's funny.
The Italian part.
Mi manca Enzo.
My boy.
My little bambino.
My little black bino.
Oh, my bambino negro.
Oh, dear.
Hey, I could really go for some linguine and clams right now. What do you say?
You can't go in there, man. It's all Fat Tony, mafioso, machine gun.
Oh, Dana, you watch too much television. I promise you this place is going to be great. Buongiorno, it's on me.
He took him to his people, and now he's taking him.
Hey, how's it going?
He's like, look how civilized us Italians are.
It's gonna be at least a 2-hour wait.
2 hours?
Welcome to my ristorante, gentlemen. Scoraggiali diplomaticamente. Non voglio che gli altri clienti li vedano mangiare qui.
Non ti preoccupare. Non credo che vorranno attendere 2 ore.
Sì.
Slur bingo. Jungle bunnies in the middle. Nobody would have expected that.
Put your hand down.
I'm going to throw this out there. This is just a personal story. You know that I did not understand the trope of black people being bad tippers because I grew up in an Italian restaurant and all the black people who came into our restaurant tipped excessively well because they thought that's how Italians acted. I didn't know that until I was like 16 and a black person told me that.
Yeah.
No, I remember that was a joke going around when I was a kid. Was why do people paint their canoes black so they'll never tip?
Yeah.
He turned into Trading Places real quick. Good boy, you're looking good. You look sharp. You remind me of me when I was young. I gotta say though, that shirt's pretty dope. I'd wear that shirt right now.
Yeah, can I be honest with you? That works.
That's some drip right there, dude.
You'd wear the hat too?
Nah, I'd wear the shirt. Though. The shirt's fucking fire. I'd maybe wear like a black.
Yeah, that's right. If you wore that hat, you look like Queen Latifah.
That's right.
I made all the young girls
like glue.
Buckle their knees. It was like Joe Frazier and that left hook.
They filmed all the Paul Mooney and Whoopi Goldberg scenes in one day.
I know it's been hard on you.
They knocked them out in 3 days.
That's a wrap on Whoopi.
Well, the reason why she's not in this is because they had Paul Mooney for one extra day.
Yeah. After the scene, that's a wrap on Paul.
Paul Mooney showed up 2 days late and he had to make up his scenes.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's Ollie, man. If she looks as good as she sounds, that's one sweet potato pie.
I don't understand why he just lives with them now.
He's on the crapper. He'll be off soon. When he gets off, I'll make sure he calls you. Bye, sweetie. Man, what's wrong with you? What you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything. I just don't know what to say to her right now.
That's one sweet.
One thing they don't talk about, black people love poop humor.
Not knowing who you are.
They love talking. Yeah, you know when you be making doo doo.
You don't know who you are.
You know, me and my brother.
Never discussed.
No. Me and my brother used to fart in each other's faces. That was like our bit. He'd be like,
hey. Everybody does that.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's universal humor.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but you know when you walk around using some dookie on the ground.
No, but there's not like another movie. There's not a white comedy franchise that has a 3-part old man diarrhea opus like Friday does. You know what I mean?
Yes, very much so.
Like through the entire franchise, he always has diarrhea.
Have you guys ever on the Spook Show? Have you ever done a Trapped in the Closet?
No, I really
all
want
of them.
To.
Oh, that'd be great.
I made it as far as the midget.
He's my best friend.
Well, yeah, that was the first DVD, right?
The first one.
The IFC showed like a block of them.
Yeah,
I made it to the midget.
There's 34 parts. The first 1 to 22 is like magnificent. Dude,
I literally had to walk out of the room and he was like, it was a midget.
Yeah, that's when it broke me.
And the midget was the baby's dad. Apology. Come on, dude.
Well, Mary, will you come back and do all every trap in the car with me?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Done. It should be him and Justin Silver, probably. You get the same team going. Dude.
We do Cujo. LeBear's just clawing at the windows to get out.
What happened?
He sees a Jew.
Oh, no. Oh, he's using a FaceTime app to meet her parents? No, this 2006.
Yeah.
What am I thinking?
This guy's going through every racial crisis at once. But little does he know, he's just black.
I mean, Joey Fatone made out big in this movie. Oh, do you just want to make out with an Asian girl?
Do you want to make out with a really hot Asian girl who's probably, she's a no-name actress, so she's probably a little hoey?
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll probably fuck you just so she can hang out.
This should have been Joey Fatone. You know?
That'd be fucking funny.
He took the Jewish girl to a...
Dude, you know what if we could find would be a great watch? Did you ever see the show where Ice Cube had a reality show that he produced?
Yeah.
And he made one family wear white face and one family wear black face.
I have not.
No.
It's called Black and White.
No. I would definitely watch
this. That's hilarious.
I tried to get Johnny to do it with me and he wouldn't do it.
The guy who like made this movie's clearly been to one black auntie's house. Like, cause like actual black people don't like have all that African shit. They got like one thing and he was like, black aunties only go excessive like that.
I've been to one house with excessive African artwork.
Yeah.
And you know they were old white people.
Yeah, yeah, overcompensating.
It's maybe a very well-off person I've worked for in the past.
Yeah, he's about
who has an African art room.
Yeah.
Lewis?
That's the other house James stays in.
He come, dude. Fucking come. Gross.
Oh, good. All right, so he's farted in his own face and come in his pants.
Mm-hmm.
Another man shit in a bucket.
Everybody in this piece got the munchies. Everybody in this piece is black, and this is a real spear.
Aluanda! Aluanda!
What the hell are you drinking? Don't ever do that again. Now go look in the
smack
kitchen.
Smack the
see
black
off you.
Smack the black Italian out of
this
you.
Guy's
do that
got
again.
What do you want me to make? I want you to make friends.
This is a
he's
real
like,
phone
go play. In the kitchen and the.
Sorry,
but he's gonna find the power of cooking.
It's me.
Dude, he made noodles.
He made all those meatballs in the course of a house party.
He's probably
they had
a hero.
The ingredients.
Yeah.
For a full Italian meal.
To be fair, it's
by the way, that's such a—he's so not really Italian because he's not twisting the spoon. He's just serving the pasta like that.
But they made a reference to using a spoon to twist spaghetti earlier in the movie.
I think that's all they had.
The OR isn't always a happy place.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about
this guy. Looks like a cross between Tommy Dreamer and the third tier midget that's in every movie.
Oh, shit.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
The one who was Kramer's friend on Seinfeld?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mickey.
Yeah.
Maybe you should get on that plane with Ric Flair.
Probably wasn't the right guy.
He loves her.
He's not Italian.
And she's mad.
No.
That he's not with her.
And he's kind of got a Harvey Fierstein thing going on.
Come on, Allie. Your mother cares about you. And so do I.
That guy was in the Zohan.
If he's not Italian, then what is he?
Zohan's not bad.
No, I love the Zohan. Dude.
Yeah, yeah, Zohan's great.
There was the worst Adam Sandler movie is The Cobbler.
The Cobbler?
I have no idea what that even is.
Is that the shoe one?
Is that a Netflix one?
Yeah. On Netflix? It's so bad that an hour into it, I and my wife were not sure if it was a comedy.
Yeah.
Same here. I could not get through that movie.
I couldn't understand what it
was. It was a nightmare.
I didn't think it was a comedy. I thought it was like a serious movie. No?
Yeah, but then he takes Method Man's shoes and he's black. He takes an Asian guy's shoes and just does Tai Chi in the park.
You guys missed that he just ate all the chicken wings and now he's realizing he's actually black.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm catching this.
Well, my life has been flipped upside down.
Fresh breath.
I got two mothers, two fathers, a new brother,
a new sister,
and a girlfriend. All I can do is think about her.
And also the deli. I can't stop thinking about the deli. Like to
I cummed in my pants at a party for the first time. I made everybody spaghetti.
You see how these jungle bunnies are dancing? I blew one right and he fucked my fucking my pants. Then I made everybody spaghetti for some reason.
He's going to go tell his uncles. They're like, dude, you're fucking a legend.
And so now your shit little problems are my shit little problems.
Renata, tell everybody the story about how you went to that jungle bunny party.
Hey, you blew it on your pants. You probably dodged a bullet with that one, you know? You didn't have to spend any money. You were done.
That's an 18-year sentence, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Ma, just once, I will never, I promise you.
You would have been buying Nikes for 18 years.
Sure.
Why is he still dressed like that? And how long does it take for cum to dry off your pants? Because he's talking to his mom with dried cum on his pants right now.
Yeah, because he didn't change at all.
No.
Sure.
So much chicken. Yeah. That's a silly amount of chicken that he ate.
Dude, it was pretty big load.
Yeah.
It was a big enough load to stain jeans.
I've done that.
Stain some jeans?
I can't do that.
Ah, fuck. People get mad when I repeat stories, but goddamn it. Field trip.
Blew it.
Photography field trip to New York City.
Yeah.
Girl sat next to me
this much
on the bus that I had kind of like, not dated, but we were talking.
Jerked off to.
And yeah. And she grabbed my dick through my jeans under my coat.
Badass.
And rubbed my dick for the entire ride. And I blew a load in my jeans, had to get off. This was Christmas.
Yeah.
And I had to take off my coat and tie it backwards in front of me and just froze all night while I was in New York so people wouldn't see I come all over myself.
Yeah, dude.
And the next year we went on the same trip and she sat next to my friend Evan, who was my wrestling partner.
Yeah.
He was the 215 and I was heavyweight.
Yeah.
And she sat next to him. And then he got off the bus and he had a sweatshirt tied backwards around his front.
Yeah. Damn, dude. She's a pro by now.
Oh, yeah, she was just making dudes blow loads in their pants.
That's badass. Pretty good. Shout out that lady.
She's having a baby.
Oh, congratulations, man.
Congratulations for getting one out of the jeans.
Yeah.
Good job, lady. We're proud of you.
She took one right in the brajoule.
I brought you something.
That was supposed to be Bob Odenkirk.
Yep. Shout out, Evan Pope. I know you probably don't like that I say your name on podcasts so much. Because you're a teacher in my old high school now.
Is it that guy?
Which you can figure out pretty quick when you remember the town I grew up in. Just put that name in front of a high school.
You guys missed the Irish cop finding out he was actually black.
Oh, no. I was talking about coming in my pants.
Damn, they're in jail.
Is that why he went to jail for being black?
Yeah, dude, DWB.
The greasy organ grinders probably need even a meatball sandwich.
Dana,
day go by. I don't arrest myself a nigger.
Dana.
Hey, man.
Uncle Mickey, that's my brother, Dana.
That's nice. Renato, what the hell is going on here?
That Irish cop is a ball buster, all right? He didn't believe you was my uncle.
Why would he? Look at you. He called me a stovepipe. Never mind what happened.
Did they just build a cage in the set?
Yeah.
That is very much not a cell.
It's
and if there was a cell in this police station, it would not be open air in the bullpen, right?
No, definitely not.
It's
it's just a set from Barnaby Jones.
Yeah.
It was just like the drunk tank.
Yeah, but that's still not just in the bullpen of the police station.
Yeah, true.
You're not like trying to solve a murder and there's two people in a cage next to you.
Yeah, it would at least be a soundproof glass booth.
It's like Blazing Saddles. It's old school, you know?
And talk to you, man.
Sheriff's about there.
You know, Mantle, we have to speak, Mantle Moore.
Excuse me, Leroy. He traveled down that river almost 100 miles. And this is my baby Leroy just after he was born.
Did you breastfeed Renato? Because I was just wondering. He was a little scrawny when I found him.
Jesus. The fight.
Sorry I didn't make cheese out of it, you fucking cunt.
Leroy.
And that's how I know he wasn't scrawny when you stole him.
Stole him.
You know, George, I had your son for 20 years. And the guilt.
I think you owe me some money.
Every day, the more I grew to love him, the more the guilt went away. Until one day, I felt that he was my son.
It's okay, it's okay.
This is the picture of Leroy.
How great would it be if they turn out gay and they just come in there and they go, we're going to go out and get some Newports, and they both leave and go be gay together?
Just in case what?
Something Paul Mooney is very familiar with.
Maybe that Lutheran thing won't be enough.
Well, I think it's probably that Catholic thing that wasn't enough.
Forgive me for the term, a little too on the nose.
Oh, yeah.
It could have been so many other names.
Yeah.
I would even have gotten Luther.
Yeah. Well, Darius. Darius is a good, like...
Darius
is a
strong black name.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm not going in there.
Wait, where are they going now?
Irish cop?
No, I think it might be Meadows' house?
Could be. Why is he still wearing a hat?
He's trying to be black now.
Mrs. Butterman, please open the door. I just want to talk to Allie, please. Can you get her?
She doesn't live here anymore. Go away or I'll call the cops.
Oh, you the man. You should run for mayor of this town.
Mrs. Butterman, I met you at the community center. Remember? It's me, Renato, her boyfriend.
Not my Allie. She dates a surgeon.
A surgeon?
Let's go.
I'm darling.
Let's go. Let's get out of here.
All right, all right.
Let's go.
These smash cuts are really getting me.
You're not terrible.
They switch weapons.
She's gonna stab her with a can of spaghetti sauce.
Didn't Chet Hayes' chick stab him recently?
Yeah.
Dude, I gotta say, she got her with a hot your mama. Fucking boom roasted. Pew, pew. Got her. Paul Mooney's smart. He knows she will stab him if he gets in her way.
Don't touch her.
Do not touch
her. Don't touch her when she's stabby. You learn that once with a woman. Nope, don't grab her while she's stabby.
I will not touch her. Are they fucking...
That was not necessarily shouldn't have been in the movie.
They're just trying to see what he was up to.
They're just trying to remind people that Joey Fatone's in this movie.
And getting pussy.
Listen, I gotta ask you something. Where's Nip Sue?
She's right here.
Right here.
All right, do me a favor. Tell her she's gotta give me Allie's new address.
Hang on. He needs Allie's address.
Not his business. After the way he talked to her.
Buddy. It's Renato. Give it
to me. Yes, give me buddy child. She's not home anyway.
Hello?
She's with Dr. Finkelstein.
Who is he?
I bet we can figure that out.
Practicing for the talent show and going for dinner at Rosa's place.
Hello?
Not on. Hey, what's she say? You're not gonna like this.
You are so juggling keys right now.
Doesn't need to be in the movie.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have a reservation?
No, I'm going to be right out. Why don't we just leave the car here?
Yeah, right.
Hey, man. I know how we can pass the time. Get in the car.
Cool. You got 10 minutes. I got this one, man.
That's it.
Excuse me. I don't believe the person you're looking for is a here. I can check with you.
Oh, Aziz is in this.
You don't speak Italian, do you?
No, I don't.
It's not a problem. Con questi. Ti compri sapone per insaponare la figa di tua madre.
Thank you, sir.
Execution, this is not a bad movie.
Wait, he's eating mussels? I thought they were Jewish.
Mm. He's a bad
Didn't think
Jew.
Of that.
She made him, she keeps kosher.
She wouldn't eat ham. And he's eating shellfish?
He's a bad Jew.
to us. Out of the hospital.
Yeah, he's about to hit him with a mean backhand.
Renato. This is Dr. Finkelstein.
Yeah, there's a story. Nate, we were at this bar after this mic once, and we were there with Nate's girl, and this girl, and this guy, there was a comic at the time. He complimented Nate's girl, too. He was like, Nate's girl said something about her tits, because Nate was hanging with Andy's girl, and they said something about their tits, and then the guy was like, yeah, she does have nice tits. And Nate was talking over here, he stood up, and he smacked the guy, like, frame, like, but he waited. He was like, what'd you say? But and then the guy was like, I said she has nice. And then before he hit him with the backhand, and he was like, you gotta get that, leave. You gotta fucking leave, dude. Yeah. It was badass. Dude, Nate it was rules. Fucking badass.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Good for him.
Good for him, yeah.
Howard, that's though.
Nate's chick's tits are pretty good, right?
Jules is good.
Yeah, good for him.
You know, you might have up your sleeve that could get us inside.
Oh, door's locked. Ask the nigga. He'll break in, huh?
Oh, no, Dana. No.
No.
First off, you don't break a lock with a knife.
You could.
Hey!
Not that knife.
Yeah.
Not that door.
See, dads are always cool. Dads will always relate. It's always the women.
Well, yeah, they always have that in common to be upset about.
Is it niggas or crackers? I mean, what was he thinking?
Well, why don't you thank horny-ass Adam and Eve for that? Getting busy in the garden when God told him not to. He only asked two things. Don't get busy. Don't be eating no apples.
Everybody did they listen?
No, crackers never listen. That's why I kicked him out the fancy-ass garden and sent him to the ghetto. And that's in the
that was the cool brother.
Peter, Paul, and Mary or something like that.
When I just did Jim and Sam, they were talking about how Chris Rock told Patrice that the father part on Everybody Hates Christmas was for him.
Yeah.
And he literally talked his own way out of it by being so mean in the audition. Yeah. But think about that. You know how much Patrice made those people hate fat black guys?
Yeah.
But they cast Terry Crews
as was the dad? The port. Yeah. That's so funny.
What an absolute asshole he must have been.
Like, give me the big piece of chicken? What is this?
So wait, is the moral of this movie just that Italians are terrible? We could have just told you that.
Yeah, me and Chris could have talked for 5 minutes. Yeah. And we got it the same lesson.
We're still like, that's some good. This is a 2-hour movie.
Alex, sure. Do you viscerally get mad when you see this fine Italian man dating a Jew?
I feel like Italians and Jews meld.
That's true. If it wasn't for the shellfish thing and, yeah. And the pork thing.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
What's up with you, man?
This is the new me. No more veal scallopini. No more fried catfish. I'm neutral like right, Switzerland. Dude. Boom. Renato.
I meant you waking me up with that singing Julie Andrews crap.
Oh, we got a talent show to crash.
We? Let me know how it turns out.
Dana, I need you. Come on.
We're on our way. Wait, to so the solution show, to not really being a race is to just come. Dress like Mark Thanks, Zuckerberg?
Man. Yes.
If you leave now, you should make it.
He's neutral. But Switzerland. Okay,
you can't trust these neutrals. You don't know where they stand.
How about those gimps? Damn, dude.
Damn. That's a pretty solid joke. This movie, if this movie had a little bit more money and somebody competent behind the camera, it could have fucking ruled.
Is he about to step out the car?
I'll go to Japan if I have to.
No deals, you promise.
Whatever, go get my thing, all right?
Thank you, buddy son. Alex will be so happy. And me too.
Oh no! Ah!
Here we go.
She didn't even know.
No, she didn't.
Oh, look at that! We learned the thing.
I know, right? What a slick reveal!
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Don't judge a book by its drop top convertible.
Remember, show no mercy, take no prisoners. And this is from Buddy. He wanted you to have a standing ovation.
It's so crazy how much of this is almost a good movie.
Yeah, well, it's got a lot. It is very much like the Farrelly Brothers movies, mm-hmm. where it's like the smash cuts, the super mm-hmm. offensive stuff, the toilet humor, the stereotype stuff. But then, yeah, it's just a reduced version.
Sandman reference?
What?
Sandman reference?
Oh. This has been sweep them up. I mean, that really got the kids in the wheelchair.
I hope you like their music, because their dance number is not going to be very good. It's pretty great.
Come on. But then, yeah, no, the reveal of Joey Fatone being in a wheelchair is pretty Farrelly Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like when Jason Alexander had the tail.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
She's just tapping her lips with the dick lollipop.
Mm-hmm. The black dick lollipop. The chocolate dick lollipop. She's thinking about Buddy or Renato. She's about to bite it.
My white brother is gonna get me killed. This evening's finale, a duet featuring our very own Dr. Edward Elliot Finkelstein and Nurse Allie Butterman singing that Shakespearean favorite, Henceforth Be Thou'st Mine. Let's hear it for him, everybody.
What an odd film. Why would they be there?
Yeah, how would they even... Oh, I guess it's the only thing to do in the town.
Yeah.
Shh. Hark. Is that my lover's voice I hear?
He's late.
She's gonna call him a charcoal briquette.
It's coming.
I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me.
Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood for love.
Heaven is in your eyes, and it's as bright as the stars we're under.
Oh, is there any wonder? Fuck. I'm in the mood for love.
What a...
Baby, why stop to think of weather?
Somebody say something.
This is just my really not good.
I'm uncomfortable.
We were just saying
this is almost a good movie.
This is almost a good movie, and it really is shitting the bed.
This is like when Tobey Maguire was dancing in Spider-Man 3. That's how this feels at the end of this movie.
I love that scene, dude. Yeah. He was happy as Venom, dude.
Yeah.
He let the bad flow.
Wait, you're the only person alive that likes that?
Dude, I'm free.
Lemaire's actually white. He has a symbiote.
We are Lemaire.
This is terrible.
Yeah. This is... Oh, my God. Now I hate black people, Italians, and Jews.
Well, you're on the right show.
Damn, dude. You're on Hitler's agenda, on Hitler's team, dude. Yeah.
Then cripples.
Yeah. So now they're just falling in love over the course of this song.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did used to already like each other. Much like Baby Out, It's Cold Outside. It just shows that the power of song is very rapey.
Yeah, okay.
Who's holding the counterweight?
He's got to just fall, right?
Come, baby.
If he... Pretend it's a tree.
It's Farrelly Brothers.
I mean, what are balconies if not just porches without stairs?
Look at you on your high porch. Look at you on your second story porch.
Oh, what do you think? You're better than me? What, do you got a moat around your porch over here?
Shut up and bow.
You
I don't know the lesson here.
I have no idea what the lesson is. Are they gonna swap?
Hey. The black and the Italian.
Renato. I mean Leroy's. I mean the kid's parents. I'm Myrna Butterman. I'm Ali's mommy.
Oh. Yeah, this definitely looks like a Farrelly Brothers movie now that you see the shot of everybody.
Lady, what's wrong with you?
I just hate black so much.
Schmuck. What's a schmuck?
Well, it means I haven't been entirely honest with your son or my daughter.
Uh-oh.
I tried.
I'm Puerto Rican.
In a strict Jewish tradition, you know, so she would have something to pass on to her children.
There's nothing wrong with being a Jew.
No, some of our best friends are Jews.
Look, I'm Jewish. That's all I know. But the fact is, Allie is not. She's a Cuban refugee that floated over here on a raft made out of coconut.
And she's trans. She's Elliot going to all
this. I'm done, dude. I'm fucking done.
Never to tell her.
Nobody is who they say they are in this movie.
I've never seen a young woman happier than
come on,
she's also a raft person, though.
She's able to love him the way that she does.
I've been trying to root for this movie in my head.
She learned how.
I've been trying to root for this movie so hard.
So you need to pat yourself on the back.
And if black people love doing one thing, it's roots.
Hey, guys. Hey. Remember, not but 20 minutes ago, when I couldn't come in your house, I was a moon cricket. Now
we're all friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm surprised at how much of this movie Whoopi and fucking Paul Mooney are in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This movie had money.
There's two kinds of people, Italians and people who wish they were. For all this, I've learned that everyone shines in their own way.
They didn't film
enough.
If you
got one person in your life who really loves you, you consider yourself lucky.
It's about to cut in like 3 seconds.
I hit the jackpot.
They slowed it down a lot.
Mom! What about me, Mom? You knew me longer. Me
down. So what are we saying? Montage at the end? How everybody turned out?
Hey,
yeah, for sure, dude.
Or just
credits.
Renato and the Jewish bitch get married.
Hey. Yeah, are we going to see the montage?
Yeah.
Or are we just going to credits?
Ooh.
Oh. Whoa. Wow.
That's shocking.
Not even bothering. We'll show you how everything turned out.
Well, to be fair, the whole movie is a blooper.
Yeah. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that was everything we were hoping for.
I kind of wonder what else Maria was in.
This was Homie Spumoni, probably the result of some major money laundering. That was a movie.
That was a movie.
I don't know where to tell you to see it. If you liked it, I don't know where to tell you to
find
it.
But then you
find
it on YouTube?
You find it on YouTube. I mean, if you want a copy of it, I don't know what to do. it's on YouTube.
Can you guys put a copy of it up on the Gas website?
Oh, yeah. It'll
be there.
You can watch it on Gas, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But wow, that was weird. And I want to thank my guests, Lemaire and Chris from Brooklyn. Please check out Panties in the Mouth and
Feud. The Games of Hilarious Bad Opinions.
Thank you. Please check out High Society Radio and Notes of a Goon. Once again, Chris, myself, Shane Smith, at the Tiny Cupboard, December 9th. You can get free tickets online or $5 at the door. We will hang out with you all night if you come out to the show. Chris is doing a long set, and I want to make sure people are out there to support my boy, okay?
Appreciate it,
sir. So thank you guys very much for tuning in. We will catch you next week. And we'll start doing some Christmassy shit for Zach Amika's Midnight Spook Show.